GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Some of the texts coming into us in our discussion about how clean is your world in light of coronavirus. This one to the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Hospitals are clean better than the restaurant owner described his place. And we know when or suspect a particular bug is present, and stuff still gets into other patients. That is true. Are those technically staff infections? This person writes to us, I work selling cell phones, always handling everyone's phone, which is a notoriously a cesspool of germs. I'm very concerned about corona, not because of death, but because quarantine would cost my family a lot of money. I agree with you on that. I made that point earlier in our conversation at the start of the show today, where businesses, global, national, even locally in our state, are now suspending business travel. It's not that we're afraid of dying. It's a lot of us just don't want to get sick. Got to make ends meet. Got to get the work done. Got to take care of the kids. Parents understand. A quarantine would cost a lot of money. And that person works with cell phones. As the computer geeks were in our studio last week and talking about how hard this has hit China, even though they're getting over it, they're on the other side now. And how some parts might not be immediately available. And so should you need a repair on your phone, it's going to be a little tougher to get. I did see an item over the weekend that gave 10 reasons why you should not be concerned about coronavirus as much as some would lead you to believe. Now, I fully realize that most of the people that listen to this radio station, most of the people that listen to talk radio, you're not ones to give in to fear. You live, as Noel March has said, you live alert, not alarmed. Unlike past diseases that have come and swept nations, and in this item they mentioned AIDS in June of 1981, it took more than 2 years to identify it. You need not be as concerned about coronavirus because, biggest fact, number one, they know what it is. They know the enemy. Item number two, they know how to detect the virus. Whereas in years past, they haven't. And they developed a test to detect a coronavirus back in mid-January. Another reason not to fear coronavirus is that ground zero for it, China, the situation is improving there. Now, they had to do a lot in the way of crowd control and isolation and epidemiological steps. There's a big word for the day. But ground zero for coronavirus, things are getting better there. That's another reason not to be as concerned. 81% of all cases of coronavirus are mild. 81. Now, granted, that's a B minus, depending on what the grade scale was in your high school. 14-16% or so. Okay. It's worse than mild. And it can cause severe pneumonia. That's a great concern for many, including Margie, who called in. The fifth reason not to be so concerned about coronavirus, people heal. Yes, there's the risk of getting sick. There's an inconvenience in not being able to travel where you want to go or take extra steps to make sure. Can you believe that people are having this much of a problem in washing their hands as much as they should be already? There are 13 times more cured cases than deaths currently concerning coronavirus. Reason number six why you should not be as concerned as some would have you believe if you give in to the fear, if you give in to the hype, as you give in to the despair, and you shouldn't, because so many people are worried about children, only 3% of cases occur in people under the age of 20. Symptoms are mild in children. And the mortality rate for someone who might get this, and they're under the age of 40, is 0.2%. A seventh reason not to fear coronavirus as much as some should. This doesn't quell the stock market fears. It didn't stop the price of oil plummeting. And if it happens, enjoy that gasoline less than $2 a gallon. I think it's too late in the season in order to see the price of your home heating oil come down. But the seventh reason not to be as concerned about coronavirus: the virus can be wiped clean with a solution of ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, or sodium hypochlorite. And can we go back to the pictures that we see on social media, or what you saw at the grocery store this weekend? And I saw it too. Where the hand sanitizers, the hand wipes, the convenient way to sterilize, all of those products are sold out. But right next to them, on the same store shelf, just one block over, are all of the containers that will do the same thing, but you'll have to pick up a rag. You'll have to get a cloth, maybe paper towels. The less convenient methods of wiping this virus away are readily available. And if you are concerned, go buy that. Now, I will tell you that I've had some here in command and control forever. Unfortunately, what I caught was just a common cold, and I got it courtesy of my 11-year-old son who brought it home from school. Reason number eight not to be as concerned about coronavirus as many are: science has got this, at least globally. 164 articles accessible in Public Medicine on COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2. Not only do they have a way to identify it, scientists are already working on it. Reason number nine not to be so concerned about coronavirus: vaccine prototypes are already in existence. They're there. We got them. And by the way, Thursday on the program, I'm going to work to bring you, and this should be encouraging to you, there is an establishment in the state of Maine that is a critical component to all of the research on finding the vaccine for the coronavirus. I know vaccine is a scary word for some. And that institution that's working on this, that is critical to all of the research most everywhere, is Jackson Laboratory. Before I give you the 10th reason, I'll jump to it right now. Antiviral trials are already underway. 80 clinical trials are already underway in finding whatever is going to pull us away from this thing. Now, it's for these 10 reasons that I'll just tell you personally, Elizabeth and I, and have said on the program that we have planned a family vacation to Italy for months now, almost more than a year. And we are holding off on pulling the plug. We're going to give science its chance to take care of this. Person writes to us, please be cautious in your use of sterilize. Sanitize, disinfect, and sterilize all do different and more thorough things in the scheme of cleaning. You sanitize your hands, you disinfect the toilet, and you sterilize surgical tools. Thank you. Papa Bear writes to us, Margie, whom you heard earlier, and she's battling pneumonia. Margie has me worried. I'm spraying my radio speaker and putting a face mask on. Don't let her on again. Oh, stop that. Marty, yes, we agree with you, and we know that influenza is far worse than coronavirus. And it would seem interesting that if we acted the way we're acting now at the start of each cold and flu season, how much better off would we all be? And how much better off would our economy be? This person writes to us, are you a history guy? No one has ever had this before. Never. What did the first peoples go through when the Europeans got here? I know this is different from the others. Ah, but wait. No, it's not. Coronavirus has been around for at least the Journal of Medicine articles that I've been reading. It's been around for a while. This strain is new, but its foundations are very similar. Similar to finding what's going to be the cure for influenza A this season. What's going to be the vaccine for influenza B this season? One of our computer geeks, Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Works, hashtag soap still works. But only if you put it in your hands and wash at least for 20 seconds. I wonder if part of this is the inherent lack of trust people have in the government to tell us the truth. And this person says, I hope I don't feel any worse than with this nasty spring cold. I sound like you. Actually worse. No, I sound pretty bad, man. I can't imagine you sound worse. 10 reasons why not to fear coronavirus as much as some say you should, or maybe fear has you thinking you should. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.